Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The title of this series is God's Will to Heal. And millions, I don't think that's an exaggeration, millions of believers are praying just like this leper did. In 2007, they're praying the same prayer he prayed. Lord, I know you could heal me if it's your will. How many, that's how you were taught when you came up and maybe in times past. I know I was. Always pray, if it be thy will. But that's incorrect. That is not right. That is not Bible. Somebody said, well, you ought to always pray, if it be thy will. Well, why don't you pray that way about somebody to be born again? So people are inconsistent themselves when they say that. Oh, well, maybe not everything. Well, then if it's not everything, it's not everything. Well, Jesus prayed that way, Brother Keith, in the garden. He did. But he was not praying for anybody to be healed. And he was not having a healing meeting. And it was not about anybody being born again. There are times to pray, if it be thy will, concerning his plan for your life and things you don't know. But when the Bible has plainly revealed something to you, like it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth and repentance. Well, then you don't pray for people to be born again with an if it be thy will. To do so would be to pray in unbelief, not in faith. Well, the same Bible answered this question too. And so we have been week after week given 30 reasons from the Bible why we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed today. And we're making progress too. We're getting established in this, aren't we? And if somebody says, well, I just don't agree with it. I think it's just not always God's will to heal. Well, then get them to give you 30 biblical reasons. Reasons from the Bible why they're sure it's not always his will. Theories, opinions don't count. We're talking about verses, scriptures in the Bible. And so we have gone reason after reason after reason. But our text here, the question was answered immediately, wasn't it? Do you like this as well as I do? Man, I like it. He said, Lord, I know you can. I know you could do it if it's your will. Verse 13. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. What did he say? Now, if it's true, as many believe, this would have been the perfect place for Jesus to say, well, it's complicated, son. Sometimes it's the will of God for people to be healed. Sometimes it's not. And it's a mystery that you won't understand in this life. Other times it's God's will, but it's not God's time. And he's teaching you something through it. I mean, this would have been the perfect place to put all that in there. Wouldn't it? But instead, I mean, you hear that a lot. And people get taught that in seminary. And you can read it in books that have individuals with all kind of initials after their name. But I don't care if the book's this thick with hard covers and there's 20 initials after the name. Red letters. Red letters. Trump everything. what you think, what you felt, what happened to them, what didn't happen for them. Red letters, red letters. Trump it all. And don't you love the Lord? I mean, He cuts through all the barbed wire entanglement of people's theology and philosophy and every other apophy. And what does He say? I will. This stands like Mount Everest above all the confusion and theories of men. Doesn't it? I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. I will. If he said I will then, what's he saying now? If he's not saying the same thing now, he's changed. And he hasn't. If he said I will to him, but he won't say it to you, then that's respecter of persons. And the Bible says he's not. If he hasn't changed, then he's still saying I will. If he's no respecter of persons, he's saying I will to you. We're sure it's God's will for us all to be healed. Where do we find the will of God? You don't ascertain the will of God by what happened to you or anybody else, or by what didn't happen. Well, so-and-so, we prayed and it didn't happen. Well, that's like saying, I tried to pray with so-and-so, but they didn't receive the Lord. So I guess they died lost. So I guess that proves it wasn't His will to save them. No, it proves no such of a thing. Where do we find the will of God? In the Word of God. And that is true no matter what happens with you or doesn't happen with you or for me or for anybody else. This is above all that.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it?
Yes,
sir. Say it out loud. I accept the Word.
I accept the Word.
No matter.
No matter.
An experience.
Experience.
Or lack of it.
Or lack of it.
I accept the Word. See, so many try to water down the Bible to match what they've experienced or what they haven't experienced. Don't do that. Believe God to elevate and lift up your experience to match this Bible. Now, we've gone through reason after reason. In fact, what is it, 22? We've gone through 22 reasons already. And I think some people might be convinced already. But we're going on. We're going to continue. And if you would, go with me to Mark 9. Mark 9 this evening. Some very significant things tonight. Very significant things. And some of these things you have heard before, but haven't heard. So you want to watch about going, yeah, I know that. No, no. Nobody has exhausted all the light and truth from any verse of Scripture.
Amen.
How many understand there is much more there that you haven't seen than what you have seen? Because
yes,
the Word of God is alive. Mark 9, did you find it? Mark 9 and 23. It says, this man came, he brought his child of Jesus that had been terribly afflicted with numerous things for a long time. And he said in verse 22, if you can do anything, have compassion on him and help us. Now see, the other man was questioning the Lord's will. This man's questioning his ability. Both of those are big problems. How many believe God can do it? He's able to do it. How many believe it's His will?
Yes.
Well, then you're way down the road if you really believe it. But did you know you can believe both of those and still not see it? We're going to talk about that tonight. But you must believe both of those. He said, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. We're down to reason number 23 tonight. We are sure It's God's will for all to be healed today because of the all-inclusive promises of God. All-inclusive. Somebody say all-inclusive.
All-inclusive.
All-inclusive. What does all mean? A-L-L in the English language. What does it mean? It doesn't mean some. It doesn't mean most. It doesn't mean up to and including 90%. What does it mean?
All.
Somebody say all. Read this verse to me again, the last part of it. What did Jesus tell the man? How many things?
All
things are possible to who? To everybody? No. No. To those that believe. To believers. What about folk that don't believe in it? They're not going to be bothered with it. Right? I've had people want to argue with me and fuss. Well, we don't believe in all that healing stuff like y'all do. Well, you won't be bothered with it. Oh, we don't believe in all that tongue talking stuff and gifts of healings and miracles and gifts of the Spirit like y'all do. Well, you won't be bothered with it. Well, we don't believe in that prosperity like y'all do. Well, you won't be troubled with it. These signs follow them that believe. Now, we're going to go over several verses here. I mean, you know, there are many verses in the Scripture like this. We won't take the time to go through all of them, but we'll get a good representation of them. But this is the point. If you didn't know any of the other verses that we've already looked at about healing, if you didn't know you had a healing covenant, if you didn't know He was Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you, if you didn't know that He took your infirmities and bore your sicknesses and carried your pains and by His stripes you're healed, if you didn't know any of that, God has repeatedly promised to do all things and any things and whatsoever things that whosoever would ask in faith, believing that they receive. And all things includes healing. And whosoever includes you. You see what we're talking about tonight? We're sure it's God's will for us all to be healed. Why? The all-inclusive promises of God. I want to say it one more time. God has promised repeatedly to do all things and anything and whatsoever things that whosoever would believe they receive.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Promises of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002R. That's R2002R, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.